Everybody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
Moms and dads and children of all ages, welcome to another exciting episode, another adventure, of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Joining me as he has for the last 27.3 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny, what's going on, my man? Good to be here.
How was your weekend?
I had a really nice weekend, actually.
Yeah, it was relaxing.
Kind of tame. I went out with the boys on Saturday night. We went to go check out the new steakhouse at the Palms to see Chef Barry.
Scotch 80, right?
Scotch 80's prime. And I got to tell you, man, tip of the cap to Stations, to John Gray, to the whole team there. They've done an unbelievable job. That room is gorgeous.
Also joining us in studio.
Hey, guys.
Sports wagering pioneer.
Pioneer.
And my best buddy on the planet, John J. English.
Glad to be here, guys.
And a latecomer is going to be joining us is John DiDomenico, but he's stuck in traffic. He was actually on hold waiting for Conan O'Brien to call him all morning. He really was.
He held us up for Conan O'Brien?
Well, I don't know about Conan personally, but Conan's
he's all
people.
Over the
Conan,
world.
Conan went to my high school.
Yeah.
He did?
Damn it!
What the hell is that?
A Bobbyism.
Johnny, okay.
Johnny D's amazing. Maybe you can get us some Trump or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic.
Last time I saw you, we were watching the Golden Knights' last game.
Yeah, well, last time, actually, I think, didn't we watch the basketball game?
No.
Okay, all right. So
We watched it at our own homes.
Yeah,
we kind of watched it together. Yeah. And, of course, I didn't bet on that one, Jeffrey, with a G-prime.
Oh, that was too easy.
Well, I called that.
The last game? Were we talking about the last basketball game?
Well, yeah.
No, I think since the last show, okay. I had GSW, and I said that one was going to take it, right?
Yeah.
I did have our Knights. Of course, I wasn't going to hedge or bet against them.
No, at that point, you were all
that's
in.
That's my stuff. And I had Justify.
I did, too.
Ta-da.
Now, John, early in the season, before the season, bet the futures bet on the Golden Knights at 325-1.
I did.
And
look
how close you came to that.
Did. I'm sure a few books took a sigh of relief in that. There was a $120,000 ticket out there. I think all in, they were open to about $6 million worth of risk.
Worst part is I already spent all the money, so I'm going
to need to borrow
some taxi cash for the way home, okay?
I just got back from San Diego, or close to it, in Temecula.
Yeah.
Went to a wine tasting. And look who's at the door now.
Here we go.
John D. DiDomenico. With sperm on your shirt.
That's nice. Real nice.
I don't know where you're going, but you're over on the other side.
Hey, buddy, you are fat.
How's the welcome in, Mr. President?
Tremendous.
So we're just going over the weekend. We watched the race on Saturday, the Belmont
race.
First
time I missed it.
And I bet Gronkowski to win. And I justify in a couple, I gave you my slips, a couple of trifectas, but you bet the exacta, G.
The box exacta. Gronk bailed me out.
You hit. I thought of you.
I had 1, 4, 6, 8, 9, I think. Box exacta.
Nice.
$89 exacta pay.
That's on a $1 or on $2?
$2. So $2. $5 ticket, won $2.25.
My buddy Vic owes me $5.
Not $30,000.
No.
Johnny D, how was your weekend?
It was great. It was tremendous.
What'd you do?
We saw the, what did we do? When was the show? What show did we see with you?
I don't know.
The Misbehaved Game Show we saw last week.
Oh, Misbehaved Game Show, one of our favorites.
That was great. That's such a great show.
Yeah, that's on our recommended list.
Yeah, and then we saw Tape Face, and then we went to out to the canyon and see the theater, the live theater. Big Fish.
That's fun if it's not too bloody hot.
It was beautiful, and everybody bought tons of food, and it's a really...
What was the production? I think it's over now. But
it's Big Fish. It was the last night of Big Fish. It was based on the Tim Burton movie. And it actually had won some Tony Awards, but it was just, I was amazed the talent that's in this valley that they got for that show.
Summer theater is fun out there. If it's not too bloody hot. I mean, I think the last one I saw was Shrek.
Yeah. Which was it's amazing. Fresh. I mean, it's an amazing number of people that work on those shows.
You got a stupid donkey.
Maybe you need like a Tic Tac or something.
So I know you watched the Tony Awards because we were texting last night. On CBS.
Yes.
The Tony Awards. And
what's the big controversy with De Niro?
Well, he dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah. And it seemed totally he just came out and said it. It was just kind of...
What was the context? Was he on stage presenting?
They introduced him, and he walked out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And he just walked out, and you couldn't see it on CBS because they bleeped out the whole thing.
Right.
But he said, F Trump.
Yeah.
And then he said, no more down with Trump. But F Trump.
And then walked away?
But he didn't say F.
And then are you just going to take that?
Yeah. Well, I never liked him. Horrible actor. Terrible, terrible person. He's not even from New York. He's from, like, Pittsburgh or something. Yeah.
I'd like 2 tickets to Pittsburgh, please.
Yeah, he was... it was just seemed so out of place. It was just him just... And then, you know, it's Tony's. It's the biggest night. And it just seemed so strange. You know, and kind of uncalled. Not that it just
unnecessary in that environment.
Exactly,
I agree.
It's an award show. It's Broadway.
It was kind of weird.
I was like, what is this?
Well, I know outside of having John on and doing his Trump thing. This is a non-political show, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a little sick of everybody bringing all their politics into our
totally. Who cares?
It's like, come on.
I have to tell you this story.
This is my entertainment hour.
So if you've got a political view, please keep it to yourself.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I asked my dad, I remember this very clearly. I said to my dad, what are you, a Democrat or Republican? He says, that's none of your business.
Ooh. Your dad said that.
My dad said that to
How
me.
How old were you?
Did oh, I was like 10 or 11 or something. But the thing was, there was a period of time you did not talk with politics. And all of a sudden, somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s, everyone's opinion mattered. It's like, no, your opinion doesn't matter. You're uninformed. You don't know anything.
Well, I made
and
the
mistake, so much
yeah.
of and so much of news now is opinion. It's not necessarily news. So we're in this weird time wherever, well, that's not true and that's not true and this is true and it's very strange and everything seems to, you know, even with De Niro, I was on Facebook today, like so many of the comments. I was like, oh my God. And I'm on Twitter a lot and that's like a cesspool.
You watched 60 Minutes last night?
Did no.
you watch 60? It
was, no. I didn't
it was
have
kind
the time.
Of a lot of it was repeated. Did you watch it?
No, I missed 60 Minutes. I did see Billions, though.
Well, don't tell Jeffrey with a G what happened.
I'm
going to
kill
billions,
you guys.
Because he's busy with fish business right now.
I'm
anyway.
About a
billions.
But I want to tell you something cool about what he's talking about with social media.
Yeah.
All right, so I was at this conference in Temecula. Last weekend, right? Uh-huh. But they had the most interesting speakers, and one of them was the editor-in-chief of Wired magazine.
Oh, I love that magazine.
Oh, man. The guy was brilliant, right? All right, so he did this whole chart. I got the chart somewhere on my phone here, right? He did this whole chart of what makes us happy and what makes us not happy on social media. And they do it by measuring your brain waves, and they put the caps on your head and all of that. And they can tell when you're happy and when you're not by dopamines and all the stuff that you're doing.
Love dopamines.
Do you know that like Facebook, Twitter, all of these ones that we really think make us happy are the ones that make us most unhappy? Do you know what makes us the most happy?
Sleep and food.
No, Google Maps. Waze.
Oh, you're talking about like technical applications.
Yeah, talking about Waze. Applications. Time spent on your mobile phone.
Why right? Waze? That just pisses me off. It tells me I'm sitting in traffic.
Well, it tells you how to get around that traffic.
It does. It does provide a solution to some extent.
But it makes you happy. Okay. Just believe it or not.
Well, it's funny because if you look at the Waze app, it's a little smiley face guy.
Do you know what else makes you happy is Google Mail. Or Google Calendar. That's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know about Calendar. I like Google Maps.
What would surprise me is Tinder makes people not happy.
Until
you're being judged. Until
what about Grindr?
I guess so. Okay.
Grindr, Tinder. I don't know. I've never gone on a...
Yeah, sure.
I've never gone on a computer date ever. But, I don't know if that's gas
either,
or if
it
he's
seems
sleeping.
Like it's like the most big. No.
Oh, sorry.
Are we good?
We're in a weird lineup here.
So anyway, in 60
I'm
minutes,
usually over there.
John's more concerned about the Facebook live share.
They were talking about the political. I'm sorry. They were talking about the political campaign on 60 Minutes last night and how Twitter. Don't bother. That Trump speaks on Twitter, communicates on Twitter, but the actual way that they were getting vote was from Facebook. So they were reaching out to people targeting, and it was kind of interesting that they, how much money they spent on Facebook and social media. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well, you put the comment somewhere out in between. That said if it wasn't like, for Twitter, he might not have been elected.
Facebook. They said they spent more on Facebook.
Yeah. No, but the power of Twitter is much more.
Said if not for Twitter, he might not be president.
Well, you should watch the 60 Minutes thing, because they had the guy that ran his digital media. Anyway, here's a few special events presented by the world-famous Double Down Saloon, where you can join us every Friday at lunchtime for our Live from the Ladies Room video podcast with Jason Ebbs. Tonight, Monday at 10 p.m. at Red Rock Hotel and Casino, you can see Alice, a steampunk fantasy starring Ann Martinez, loosely based on Lewis Carroll's classic Alice Through the Looking Glass. The show mashes current songs with rock classics and amazing aerial acts. Must see for locals who love musical theater. Johnny, have you seen it? Johnny?
No.
D? Nope. Oh, fun. Also tonight, 9 p.m., the Bootlegger joined Kelly Clinton Holmes in her open mic cabaret, starring some of the best local talent you're ever going to hear. Dinner reservations are highly recommended at the Bootlegger.
Food's great. Food's great at the Bootlegger.
Yeah, John. Like, we
food is solid. It's like a throwback. It's
John almost got picked
joint.
Up by a ballerina in a wedding dress.
Tutu, I believe it was.
It was a 3-3. Speaking of musical theater, the monthly composer showcases next Wednesday, June 20th, at Myron's Cabaret Jazz at the Smith Center. Produced by former Jersey Boys musical director Keith Thompson, one of the best shows in Vegas. Keith Thompson also produces the 6 p.m. Cocktail Cabaret Show at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace, starring Maren Wade, Eric Jordan Young, and Nikki Scalera. Cocktail Cabaret, great way to kick off any evening of entertainment. Here's a few other shows we recommend. We were talking about Misbehave Game Show.
Great show.
8 p.m. nightly at Bally's Back Room. John, you haven't seen it yet. I really want
bring,
you to
bring, yeah. Go with a group of people. Go with a group of
let's
people.
Let's pick a night and go, guys. Yeah, where really is that? Fun. At Bally's?
At Bally's
audience
Back Room.
Makes it.
Yep. Misbehave and her assistant, Tiffany, who's a dude, present a high-energy interactive show. Part game show, part silliness with prizes and competition. Really one of the funniest shows in Vegas. Also, the Bronx Wanderers appear at Bally's Window Showroom, presenting everything from Bruno Mars to Deanna and the Belmonts. Bronx Wanderers stars our friend Vinny Andolfini and his two 20-something talented sons. Have you singing some of your favorite songs of all time. That's the Bronx Wanderers at Bally's. From Master Calendar Las Vegas.
Ooh. .com.
Saturday, June 16th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., New Vista's Superhero Bowl-a-thon. Santa Fe Bowling Center, unleash your superpowers at New Vista's Superhero Bowl-a-thon. Super raffle prizes, photos with your favorite superheroes, and more. I never write "and more" in my copy. Awards for highest score and best costumes. $25 per bowler includes bowling balls and shoe rentals, two games, lunch, and meet and greet with superheroes. More info, go to newvistaenv.org.
The bowling?
Yeah, I love bowling. The superheroes.
Can I wear my underoos?
Your underoos?
Can I wear my underoos?
You'd be a perfect Spider-Man. You'd be like the perfect
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web and he sells.
Saturday, June 16th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Whiskey Masterclass. Here's one for us.
Oh, that sounds
Whiskey
good.
Masterclass with dessert pairings benefiting Nevada PEP. So it's powers and appearance and power. So I called them up because Michelle didn't know what. I didn't want to bother Michelle with what PEP stand for. So I get a guy on the phone. I says, what does PEP stand for? He says, Parents Empowering Education. I said, well, that spells P-E-E. I told Michelle I was going to say it. She didn't want me to. She didn't want to say it. It's whiskey with a dessert pairing happening inside Jazz in the Park music series at the Clark County Downtown Amphitheater. Tickets are $30 and benefits Nevada PEP.
Have you ever been to that space? Have you been to that downtown amphitheater?
Isn't that where Reggae in the Park
is? It's actually pretty good.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Acoustics are great.
And I taste whiskey when off.
Happy birthday. You taste it with Coca-Cola. Happy birthday to Shay Lynn Caltagirone.
Caltagirone. Shay LaFemme, otherwise known
as Shay LaFemme.
On our show. Good friend of the show. Been on a bunch with us. Happy birthday, Shay.
Shout out to Peter Feinstein and the great work they do providing assistance through the Sapphire Prostate Cancer Foundation. Ow. Thanks, you guys. You rock. They raise a lot of money with their golf tournament and their dinner. So that's over at Sapphire. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Bobby, wake up. Stay right where you are.
What happened? Self-inflicted. Post game after game one, very emotional for a lot of different reasons, understanding how important a game one is on the road for our ball club. What would that done for us? The way we played, the calls that was made throughout the course of that game, I had emotions on, you know, the game was taken away from us. I had emotions of you just don't get an opportunity like this on the road versus Golden State to be able to get a game one. You know, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand. So that's what it is.
That was, of course, LeBron James, also known as Crybaby.
Thank you. Thank
AKA you. CB Crybaby. Come on, man. You scored 51 points in the first game. The team just didn't have it.
Yeah, I mean,
no, they had it. Yeah. J.R. Smith happened.
It was all him.
George Hill happened. You miss free throws. You have stupid plays. You have terrible coaching. And then you add the crybaby. Okay? Don't tell me after the series is over, after you just got swept, that you've been playing with a broken hand. And you're only now coming to the podium with a cast after a week has gone by, literally, and you've been fine. We've watched you doing push-ups in the locker room before the game started. We've watched you high-fiving your teammates. We've watched you playing on the court with no apparent injury of any kind. You have any idea what it's like to play basketball with a broken hand? You can't do anything. He was fine. Shame on him.
Which finger did he say it was?
He said it was his hand.
The whole hand.
Yeah, basically, he was so upset after game one, the way that ended, he went into the locker room, punched a locker, punched a door, punched something.
He's a poor loser. Hammer. That's all there is to it. He's a poor loser. And
you would never see Bird, Magic, Jordan.
He played fantastic. I mean, he played fantastic. You know, it was all him.
51.
I mean, exactly. It was all him. But at the end of the day, he's a crybaby.
I was talking
bring the whole crybaby thing back.
I don't mind. I agree. I was talking to my roommate while we were watching the series. My roommate loves LeBron James, and I'm always beating him up. And throughout the series, I said, you know what?
Right.
He's earned a lot of my respect.
Let's move on to relevancy. How about those beyond three-point shots?
Yeah.
Coming from the other side, from GSW. Come on.
You have KD and Steph. I mean,
Curry hit one.
Unbelievable. From like mid-court.
Almost mid-court. I mean,
it was
unbelievable. I mean, if you've seen it, you see it in slow motion. It's amazing. It's a swish. It's amazing.
No, listen. I even said to Gino while we were watching the series, I said, you know what? I'm not a LeBron fan, but he really earned my respect watching him because he carried them. I mean, winning game 7 in Boston, carrying them. Listen, they should have won game 1, hands down. But then he comes out at the end of the series and pulls that routine. I'm like, dude, that's exactly why I can't stand you. Exactly why I can't stand you. And next
he doesn't like you either.
He told you?
Yeah.
Huh.
He called next year.
Let me tell you something.
Just before he punched the locker, so look out.
where's Kramer?
But Jeffrey with a G. Jeffrey
clearly,
with a
he's
G.
the biggest free call agent out baby. There in the offseason, right?
Damn it!
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes because he's not staying in Cleveland.
You don't think so?
No, he'll be in one of two places next year.
What do you think?
Lakers or Sixers?
A lot of people are saying that Philadelphia.
I would say Philadelphia.
Lakers or Sixers. You have two legendary franchises that have long histories and championships behind them, and they're both built around a core of young, great players, and I'm sure he'll find a way. You know, with, was it Colangelo who just stepped down as the president of the Sixers, right? With the whole fake Twitter account thing.
Yes, that
his wife created.
I don't care where he goes. Good luck coaching him.
Yeah, but you don't coach him. He coaches you. With Colangelo being gone and their head coach being gone, LeBron will bring in whatever coach he wants, and he'll have all these kids around him, Ben Simmons and the big kid in the middle. I can't think of his name
right
now.
If he goes to the Sixers, they'll have talent around him, too.
Who knows what happens with Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
But
whenever we start talking about this, I still always go back to Michael Jordan. I just can't help going
back to
watching
Michael
Jordan.
It's Michael and everybody else.
That's right.
Jordan Bird Magic.
Yes,
that was Jordan the era.
That is the trilogy right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Amazing. Yeah. And I don't remember them ever being crybabies.
Ever. By the way, they would go out of their way to tell you that they're not hurt when they were hurt.
I do remember Dennis Rodman in a wedding. That scarred me forever.
Yeah, but even Dennis Rodman on the Pistons, those bad boy Pistons. Lambeer used to knock dudes in the face. I mean, I'm telling you, you got clothesline going on the hoop. LeBron would never be able to do what he does around the rim now. Ever in that period. Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason.
What does he do around the rim?
Rick Mahorn? Oh my God!
What does he do around the room?
You had to open that door.
No pun intended. He always goes for the low line.
Mr. Body, if it's easy, right, I'm listen, going. If you want to talk about horse racing?
We could talk about that because that was a sweep too. All right, so GSW was a sweep.
That's right.
Justify was a sweep. Got the triple crown.
Yeah.
The last time we were here, I said that I won a whole $5 on that. So,
yeah. Well, that's because you're a bookmaker.
It was amazing. I mean, it was amazing to see it again, and it may just help revitalize horse racing.
Was that the 11th or is that the 12th? That's the 12th time that it's happened.
13th.
Yeah, I don't
13th
yeah.
ever.
13th ever?
Ever.
Triple crown?
In our lifetime.
In 150 years?
13th time in 150 plus years.
35 years before.
3 years American removed from the last one, also Baffert, with American Pharaoh.
American Pharaoh. Going to the bathroom?
But here's what's even more amazing about this horse, only the second horse to win the Triple Crown, obviously finishing at Belmont. From the rail, from the one spot.
Yeah.
Last horse to do
and
it.
The second triple crown for Bob Baffert.
Secretariat.
And he killed it. I mean, he was.
And Smitty took that horse to the lead and led wire to wire.
52 years old?
I mean.
He's unbelievable.
Wow.
We were talking, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's not old.
Right now, he says he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yes, he did.
That was pretty cool.
He did.
But we were talking about it had to rain in order for Justin. We had to have bad weather for Justin. He ran really good on dirt. I mean,
he did.
Baffert said, if we think he runs in mud, wait till you see him run on dirt. Oh, my God.
And he showed it.
But Gronkowski was amazing coming from that last.
From the back of the pack.
It was pretty impressive, I got to tell you.
It really was. Yeah. You know, I bet
him
to win.
Did you see Gronk at the race jumping up and down? He wasn't sure. He thought he pulled it out.
Meanwhile, he looked like a kid.
He is a kid.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he still won $300,000 on the horse.
Well, let's talk about what hit our hearts the hardest. I saw Johnny Shall D we? Last time in front of the balloon flurry. Right.
They made balloons with a twist. Ding, 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 ding.
Balloons with a twist. Balloons with a twist.
They made a balloon Marc-Andre Fleury. But okay, so being the biggest Knights fans. You are.
Let's talk about Thursday night.
Absolutely love these guys. Absolutely love what they did for our city after October 1. They've united us. They brought us all together. They turned us into, I mean, we're champions. We got a flag.
You got two flags to go up. Two flags.
Going up. Exactly.
Yeah. Your division flag and your conference flag.
Played our hearts out. We really did.
And I got to tell you, you were at every playoff game. And Thursday night, I went to my only playoff game.
Yeah, I was at every one.
I was in the first one.
I was there Thursday night when the Capitals clinched it, and I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong hockey fan, born in Montreal. It was a bucket list moment for me to watch them bring the cup out on the ice, and it really was.
Wow.
It was really cool. I'd never been to a game like that.
So my sister. You know, my sister
Ellen.
Took my seat. Yeah, my sister Ellen.
Shout out.
Yeah, my sister Ellen took my seat because I was just I made know. It back from Ontario.
And you tricked her.
And I'm and I told her Knights are going to win for sure.
I got to tell you, man.
I don't think there was enough
those
tissue
last two games,
in the arena
they were
for
like
me
different.
To be able to see Washington hoist that cup up.
It
was hard enough to watch on TV with John here. It was.
Yeah, we were in California tough. Pizza Kitchen watching
was,
the whole game.
I was flying back from D.C., and it was the town was a buzz. Everyone was wearing Capitals.
I'm just
I mean, it was a sea of red out there.
There was a lot of Capital fans there. A lot.
I
was very impressed. I was surprised because I know that the Knights had taken some steps during their ticket sales and marketing to not prevent, but sort of make it harder for opposing fans. To
you
be at the game,
pay more.
I think they were like switching jerseys halfway through the game.
I tip my cap to Caps fans because there must have been a third of the stadium was Caps fans at least.
Well, I did see that there was some.
So that's
pushback.
A lot of airfare and a lot of hotels.
There was some pushback.
So it was good for the city.
There was some pushback about Knights fans selling their tickets to Capital fans. But money is money.
There is, and the seats were going for a lot of money. But how about our general manager building both teams?
Absolutely. I mean, McPhee did a great job. I mean, he drafted Ovechkin.
I mean, you got to be sitting in the high chair up there going, you see everybody on the ice? I did all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's me.
That's all
that's all me.
Yeah.
That's but amazing. Watching Ovechkin lift the cup up over his head and hand it to Backstrom, I teared up. I got like choked up.
Yeah, there wasn't enough tissue in the place. Yeah,
watching social media in the days that followed, Ovechkin in the hotel room sleeping with the cup. Ovechkin bathing or drinking champagne out of the cup. Ovechkin at a club with the cup back in D.C. They go to dinner as a team, and who's there? Jared and Ivanka.
So, anyway, our nights were amazing.
I just want to go back to something you said. I've only lived in this town for 7 years, and coming from Philadelphia, where we have lots of sports teams and the history of the United States, there's so many things to kind of rally around. Coming here, there wasn't anything specific. To have a team, an NHL team that
brought
just
us together.
To have it was one thing, but what after October 1st and then this insane season, it was really amazing. And for me, as you know, like I said, 7 years here, to watch this town just wrap these guys in their arms and them us, it was really amazing to see that. And people are saying, "Well, you guys are, you know, you're posers. You're not really hockey fans."
I don't understand.
But he's like,
"You
don't understand. Like, this team was born here. We watched it happen."
But that's what I'm saying. How do you call Vegas a bandwagon or poser team? It's our first professional team. What do you want us to do?
Yeah, I'm so insulted by people who say that, because you're watching this team being born, coming in. The stadium's brand. Everything about it is new. And people who probably never did follow hockey. You're following it now and are lifelong hockey fans.
Jay Bloom said to me, you know, that the Knights had their worst season ever and they still played in the Stanley Cup. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. We're going to take our next commercial break here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Like us and share us on Facebook, and we'll be right back.
The one thing that I've always done is consider, you know, obviously my family, understanding, you know, especially where my boys are at this point in their age, a lot younger. The last time I made a decision like this 4 years ago, you know, I got a teenage boy, a preteen, and a little girl right now that wasn't around as well. You know, sitting down and considering everything, you know, but, you know, my family is a huge part of whatever I've decided to do. I'm in my career, and they will continue to be that. So I don't have an answer for you right now as far as that.
And that was more of LeBron James talking about his children and crying on the air. It's like, okay, great. I'd rather hear the French guy talk about winning the French Open. The French guy.
The Spanish guy winning the French Open.
I thought it said French. It was French
Rafael Nadal is very Spanish.
Well, what about Serena, speaking of tennis?
What did she do?
She's out.
Forever?
No, she's injured.
Oh. All right. What about golf? But
Nadal did win his 11th French Open. Very impressive. Best clay court player of our generation probably ever.
We only have one clay court here in Las Vegas at the Turnberry Place.
Yeah, Sterling Club.
Sterling Club. And they're redoing it from what I understand. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski dismissed a Boston Herald report that coach Bill Belichick met with owner Robert Kraft to discuss trading the four-time All-Pro to Tennessee or San Francisco, and that quarterback Tom Brady threatened to retire if Gronkowski were dealt, calling it hashtag fake news. Jeffrey with a G, our resident Patriots fan.
Listen, this story literally started about a minute after the Super Bowl ended. They were interviewing Gronk, and he sort of hemmed and hawed and didn't give a concrete answer about coming back to the Patriots. And ever since then, this story has been lingering. Is he coming back? Is he not coming back? Are his injuries going to force him to retire early? Is he going to want to go somewhere else? Is he done playing the Patriot way? Who knows? I don't know. Here's what I do know. Bill Belichick is the best coach I've seen ever. And even if they do trade Gronk, he'll find a way to make the team better.
I don't know if he was better than Ditka.
As a coach?
I'm just getting a Ditka message.
You never saw...
And I don't think Brady's taking his deflated ball and going home.
Well,
and that's the other thing, right? What John just said.
Deflated
there is... Well, yes, there is some... There is definitely a crack in the windshield of the Patriots. They're, ever since they traded Garoppolo, and he didn't start Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, and then Gronk made his comments after the Super Bowl about he's not sure if he's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously when Josh McDaniel accepted the job and then rescinded and came back, you know, it's been the trilogy or the three-headed monster between Brady, Kraft, and Belichick.
You know, I'm just dying to talk about NFL. And we've got Brady, 8 weeks till the season starts.
Listen, Brady is the one guy in the room that does not want to see Gronk go anywhere, especially after Mr. Edelman just tested for PEDs and he suspended the first four games of the year.
Peds?
Those two.
Kidding. Fox Sports NFL studio analyst Terry Bradshaw sides with the Philadelphia Eagles in their dispute with President Donald Trump.
Great.
over the national anthem, telling TMZ that Trump was wrong to cancel an event honoring the Super Bowl champions. Johnny D.
But I got to sing all the patriotic songs. My country is a tree, sweet land of Mr. T.
Mr. President, I know you're a big hockey fan also.
Huge, huge hockey fan. But not anymore, because I hate Canada, and I don't like anyone that's Canadian. Terrible, terrible people. They look like us. They sound like us. They're not us. They're not us. And I hear, and I don't know, I hear Justin Trudeau is a cross-dresser, but you didn't hear that from me. I would never say that about anyone at all, but he's a big pansy. You didn't hear that from me.
And what do you think about our Vegas hockey team?
Well, I think the Vegas Golden Showers, Knights are incredible. Great guys. Great guys. They did a tremendous job, but they lost, so they're losers.
Now, what about this G7? What was that all
Well,
about?
I go up to Canada. I think it's going to be all these world leaders playing bingo. I'm tremendous at bingo, and they want to talk trade stuff, and I wasn't there for that. And that weirdo Angela Merkel, that guy dresses like a woman too. Very, and not even attractive woman. If you're gonna dress like a woman, be like Caitlyn Jenner and at least be attractive with decent boobs.
You should be called Bruce Jenner. Still, what do you? If you met Caitlyn, would you call her Bruce or
Bruce?
Caitlyn.
Bruce.
I guess depending on what she's wearing.
You can call me Sally.
You can call me Sally. Slap my ass and call me Sally. Now, you're a big bingo fan, aren't you?
I love bingo. Bingo is my favorite game at all my casinos. It's so easy. B-I-N-G-O. So simple.
It's like a song about the dog.
And I always win. Because that's what I do. I win. I'm a winner.
Do you have your own dabber?
My own dabber? Yeah, of course I have my own dabber. I have my own squabber, too.
And troll dolls? Don't you set up your troll dolls?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's got the wild hair sticking straight up in the air. You really don't know
what idea what you're talking about.
All right.
You're making no sense.
So now in Singapore, you...
To Singapore. I'm meeting up with Kim Kardashian. It's a secret liaison. And I get there, and I got to meet with Kim Jong-un. Totally unexpected. Another weirdo. Bad hair. Boxy suits.
Boxy.
Strange guy.
They're going live. In 20 minutes.
Yes.
But I'm going to make the greatest. We are going to denuclearize.
The what?
Denuclearize.
Nuclearize.
Nuclearize.
Not nuclear?
Nuclear. Whatever it is. We're going to get rid of them.
Who are we getting rid of?
He's going to be the bombs, the missiles, all that stuff.
Oh, I see.
That was on 60 Minutes stuff. Also last night, Mr. President.
We're going to get rid of it. Everyone's going to be so happy. So happy. Gonna be
How are you
going
to get Kim Jong-un to agree to all this, Mr. President?
I'm going to give him money. He's going to give me all the nukes, and then everyone's going to be happy, and then we're going to move all of Ivanka's merchandise to North Korea, and we're going to get a tremendous deal. Tremendous deal.
What are you going to do with all the nukes that you're taking from him?
Well, we're going to keep them, because that's what we do. We keep stuff. That's what I said about the oil. Go in, take the oil. We're going to go in and take the nukes. We're going to take the nukes, because our nuclear warheads are so bad. They're so old. We need new ones.
Putin wants to meet with you again, Mr. President, right?
Yeah, he's tremendous. Isn't he great? I talk to him all the time. I said, why is he in the G7? It should be the G8 again. Because the G8 just sounds better than G7, don't you think?
B7.
The G.
And Vlad wants to go horseback riding with you?
Absolutely, but I'm not going to take off my shirt because he's in much better shape than I am. But, he races cars. He shoots bow and arrows. He rides horseback. He's incredible. He's such an amazing dictator. So incredible.
And you were just recently one of the Fox News people referred to the two of you as. Oh, no, it was you and Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, yes. Well, you know what I'm doing? You know what? I don't mind being called a dictator because every decision I make is the greatest decision ever. So that's a good thing to be called a dictator. And right now we're going to be franchising Trump dictatorships all over the world. The Congo, all these countries that are falling apart. We're going to have Trump dictatorships all over the place. It's going to be really incredible.
And Vlad wants to be with you.
White label dictatorships.
White label. At Mar-a-Lago, is that where the meeting's supposed to take place with Putin?
Me and Pooty?
Yeah,
call him V-Poots. I call him V-Poots. Such a great guy. He's tiny. He's not even as big as I am. But he controls. You know, Russia has 11 time zones. 11. We only have three. Such a big, big country. And the women, very attractive.
And speaking of women, what about Stormy? Is she out of your hair, Stormy Daniels? Oh, Stormy.
Well, you know what? I've got Rudy on that. He's doing a tremendous job. He's making a bigger mess than anyone can even imagine. I think he's on Ambien. I don't know.
We should all be on Ambien.
We should. We should.
Yeah, get Roseanne and we'll just all have an Ambien party.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
He's obviously on something. He was not very nice to me. He was not very nice.
Now, Melania is back from her plastic surgery.
Melania is back. It was a little more major than we had let on from the beginning. But it's okay. She's doing great.
Her boobs needed a facelift.
Everything. And we do a 5-year upgrade every year. All the aftermarket stuff gets fixed with the latest technology.
And she wanted to get you to go to the Ford Theater to go see a play?
I don't know about that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, it's in the fake news. It could be fake news.
She said something about a box, but I didn't realize that was at the theater.
Well, it was Tony night. So,
is that what it was?
There was energy in the air.
But she's great. She looks tremendous. She's so incredible. What a beautiful, beautiful woman. And we're teaching her many more words now. So, you know, it's great.
If only she was as good looking as Eleanor Roosevelt.
Smoking hot. The most beautiful first lady in the history of first ladies. And I'm the greatest president in the history of presidents, other than the late, great Abe Lincoln, who, by the way, was a Republican. Did you know that?
Did you know that?
No one talks about
that. From Illinois.
No one talks about that.
He was a rail splitter.
I don't know about that. That sounds kind of gay.
Wasn't Bush also a rail splitter?
I don't know about that. Which Bush are you referring to?
W. Wasn't he splitting rails?
My colleague, Mr. English here, knew Mr. Bush. He knew Mr. Bush personally.
No politics.
No politics. He's had no political statements here.
Let's get back to sports.
Get back to sports. Anyway, that was our slant on the news, according to John D. Domenico.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Who's going to be on Conan on Thursday? I think
we're hoping. I was supposed to be on today, so they changed their mind.
Yeah, lucky for us because we're able to have you here and have a few laughs. So last time John English was with us, we were talking about, I always want to call it pasta.
It's like pasta
with a different letter.
One
what's it stand
letter.
For?
Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act.
And you recently were speaking about that very thing. Is that what you're talking about?
We've been talking about that stuff all the time. Yeah.
All right. So last time you were on with us, it hadn't passed yet.
Yeah, that's right.
But now it has. It went through the Supreme Court. And so what is that ramifications? But every state still has to make their own decision.
Yeah. What the Supreme Court did was it made a state's rights decision. So now,
isn't that the right thing to do?
But explain what it is.
It's going
to
add a lot of complications, but it's the right thing to do. And let me explain the complications.
Explain what it is
first. First of all, since 1992, sports has been limited only to Nevada.
Sports wagering,
right? Nevada, Montana, Oregon, and Delaware, which, by the way, Delaware took the first bet.
The government made a $10 bet.
This was a law that was put in front, and it was challenged by New Jersey, because I know we're short on time. New Jersey prevailed. Supreme Court overturned PASPA and allowed it to be a state's rights issue. So now it looks like we've got Delaware that took its first bet last week.
I saw that, $10 on the Nationals?
Yeah, I was actually, I was with a friend of mine, Joe Asher. We give a shout out to Joe there. He was there when the governor, he took the first bet from the
very
governor.
Cool. Very cool, very cool.
So and I think the governor won $20 on the Phillies. So anyway, that was overturned. So they're taking sports bets now in Delaware, and they're taking sports bets now as of an hour ago. Yeah, the governor was under pressure. Wasn't sure if he was going to sign the bill that quickly, but apparently, while we started the show,
Governor Chris Christie.
No, Murphy. There's a new.
Is Christie there's
up?
A
new the
sheriff.
New governor.
New sheriff.
I don't think you're going to see Christie again.
New sheriff. Yeah.
He's had a hot dog stand somewhere on the boardwalk.
He's stuck on a bridge somewhere.
Right, like what he did. I would have liked him to be president.
It's overturned. Now we're going to have sports betting in other places.
Who says
he almost
that?
Killed people.
He could have killed people, exactly.
Yeah, there were people that were, there were emergency vehicles stuck on the bridge.
Right, correct.
Just a few.
What's the matter with you?
It reminded me of Mayor Daley in Chicago when he just decided to close Miggs Airport in the middle of the night and just to put X's on the,
for what reason?
On the runways. He felt like it. He was a mayor. In Chicago?
The good old
days. You know, we're talking, you know, I mentioned earlier you're talking about voting. In my house, we would have the alderman came over and said to my father, how many Democratic voters do you have in your house? And my father would say, well, we've got four, and I've got four parking tickets I need you to take care of. And I learned that you just go into the booth and pull the lever. straight Democrat. That's how my father taught me to vote. Just straight Democratic ticket. Just pull the lever. Pull the lever. In Chicago, if you didn't vote the right way, like if you had a business and you didn't buy your insurance from the right guy, they would do construction in front of your business. And I think it's probably still the same way in Chicago.
It's the Chicago way.
Midwest to the East Coast.
Yeah.
That's the same way.
That's the same way, right? In Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit.
All right. So PASPA, is there anything more about it?
Yeah. So anyway, now sports betting's allowed in
Delaware and Jersey.
Delaware, Jersey. And wow. And more states to come. A handful of states this year, another handful or more next year. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be what it's about. States got to be able to be reasonable with their tax rates.
Correct.
Pennsylvania is allowed. They have legislation in
place. 8% or something.
Well, they want $10 million for a license, and they have a 36% tax rate.
Oh, my God.
We'd be paying
them. Good luck with that.
No, we'd be paying them for the pleasure of losing money in their state.
Exactly.
So, you know, those are things we're
Is this pari-mutuel betting, or is
no,
this?
No, this is fixed odds betting.
Okay.
And pari-mutuel betting in some states.
Okay.
We're going to take one more commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. We're going to come right back and finish it up. Sports Radio 920. Happy Monday to you, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. We're here in the studio with John J. English, sports wagering pioneer, John D. Domenico.
Yeah, baby.
Impressionist actor and all-around good guy. And my sidekick, kicking the side, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
Hello, hello, hello.
So baseball has been very good to me, so I'm going to wrap this up a little baseball. My Cubbies are still a half a game out of first place in the National League. And what are your Bo Sox doing, buddy?
Well, my Bo Sox are playing great baseball, and they haven't had Mookie Betts for the last 14 games. They're still 22 games over 500. Unfortunately, the Yankees are playing so good.
Yeah.
I think we're still a couple games behind. We're playing behind the Yankees.
Fortunately for John.
But your Cubbies have a big series tonight because they're a half game behind Milwaukee in the NL Central, and they start a three-game series tonight with Milwaukee in Milwaukee.
Front row.
Cubs have been playing really good lately. 8-2 in their last 10. Milwaukee was playing better. They're 4-6 in the last 10. I happen to like the Cubs in this matchup. I just think the Cubs are the better team right now. A little more momentum, even though
Cubs are hot right now.
Milwaukee is going to be very fired up for this game.
Cubs 10 out of 12.
I wish I could. Listen to Bob Uecker do the game because he'd be great.
Uecker, front row. He's. I don't know how many games he does. He doesn't do all of them.
He does all the home games, no?
How old is he?
I don't know. I think he's going to be close to 90.
No, stop it.
Tastes great. Less filling. Tastes great. Less filling.
Euchre seats.
Front row. Remember those great commercials?
Euchre's probably 75.
No, he's got to be older than 75.
I don't think he is.
Where's our fact checker?
Google.
You are our fact checker.
I'll get it.
Shout out to our pal Josh Towers, who helped me out.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
With what?
83 years old.
See?
Euchre
is 83.
83 years old.
How many does it say? How many games he called? I know
I said 75. You said 90. He's right in the middle.
83. Well, we could have bet the over and under. We should start betting the over and under, John D. Domenico, on how long shows are going to last here in Vegas.
Yeah,
that should be the over and under.
Yeah.
Can we bet on? How come we can't bet like they do in the UK on just anything?
Eventually, you will.
I mean,
yeah, things will come. We're not the type to bet on darts and stuff like that.
I mean, no.
They bet on darts. They get to bet on a lot of things. Who wants to bet on the royal wedding's baby? Baby names.
Baby
what color the queen's dress is.
I don't know. You know, I mentioned it. It's 8 weeks until NFL preseason.
Relax. Take it easy. You're going to be fine.
8 weeks. I said to Jeffrey, what are we going to talk about? Like fishing report?
You want to bet on cricket?
I don't even know how they play cricket.
You don't want to know.
Aren't the games like multi-day games?
You could go for days watching a cricket game.
Really?
Really?
You've watched it? What about rugby? Rugby's supposed to be like the toughest game there is. I've never seen a rugby game.
Rugby's exciting.
After hockey.
Do we have a rugby team here? After hockey.
No, they don't wear padding in rugby, though.
They don't wear padding in rugby?
No, I don't care.
They don't even wear helmets.
Let me tell you something, dude. You're in pads on skates with gloves and helmets, and you skate and smash a dude into the board?
Dude.
So in sport, are you kidding
no
me?
Teeth dude. Is
very cool. What? When you have no teeth, that's very cool.
When you have no teeth?
Yeah, Ovechkin picks up the cup and smiles, and he has no teeth. It's great.
That's it. That's
it's great.
That's what De Niro did.
Lose your teeth at like 14.
So there's a, I know awesome. We've got, what about the Aces, the women's basketball?
That's our WNBA yeah, team.
Yeah. Are people how are their ticket sales with that? How are they looking?
I think they've been doing very well. They
have they?
They have Bill Laimbeer as their head coach, who we were just talking about.
Why don't
about
they have a woman as a head coach?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they felt Laimbeer was their best option.
I do want to catch a game, though.
You do?
Yeah, I want to see it.
All right. Well, NBA Summer League is also coming up pretty soon in July.
What about this whole XFL thing? You think that's going to work again?
Probably not.
Didn't work before.
The only thing they have going for them right now is that the NFL is really a watered-down product. And if they can get some fun, like, young athletes to make it exciting, I think they'll get some. I just don't think it has legs for the long run.
Coach Fossil in on that?
Could be. I think he mentioned it when he was here.
I want to thank John D. Domenico. I want to thank John J. English. I want to thank Jeffrey with the G Line 1. Go ahead. And if you see us out, please say hello. Buy us a drink, even though I'm on the wagon.
By the way, the Vegas Aces are in last place, 1-7.
There you go.
Damn it!
Tune in on Friday for our video podcast at 12:30, coming to you from the world-famous Double Down Saloon. Eat well and party hard, my friends. Like us and share us on Facebook. Jonathan Scott, be nice to each other.